You'll notice that when ICE started out, they were targeting Latino men very intentionally. Most of the people they were running up to on the street were brown men. And that was very intentional because they were trying to put forward a narrative that what they were doing was hunting down the worst of the worst. And the worst of the worst were Tren de Aragua and other gang members. But now, particularly in the wake of Renee Good's murder, the complexion and gender of the targets is shifting. Have you noticed that? You're seeing more and more women. And as you see in that video, more and more people who are Black. Because remember, the quota is being set by Stephen Miller, and he wanted 3,500 people a day. You saw a Black pregnant woman being thrown to the ground and kidnapped and thrown into a van. You saw a brown woman who was just on her way to a doctor's appointment who's being given conflicting directions. Go, don't go. Go, get out of the car. She has no idea what to do. Then she gets dragged out of the car. She's not being accused of a crime. She's just in their way. And you saw a Black woman whose husband is dragged off from their home, and you see her out there crying. This is where the regime is going. Yes, please.
I have to say, we shouldn't fall for the okey-doke. We know what they're trying to do. They're trying to excite Black folk.
Correct.
And everybody else to get angry so they can go ahead and have the authority to pass their stupid state law where they can basically just take over the country and do what they want to do. So Black folk, do not fall for the okey-doke.